Today on the Almond Journey podcast.
These were really exciting results, and this study showing that almonds could improve exercise recovery was the inspiration behind our marketing team's Deion Sanders campaign, touting almonds as an ideal exercise recovery food.
Elena Hemler shares what the latest research is telling us about the healthy properties of almonds. Hey, welcome back to the Almond Journey podcast, brought to you by the Almond Board of California. It's on this show that we discover how growers, handlers, and other stakeholders are making things work in their operations to drive the almond industry forward. I'm your host, Tim Hamrich, and I get to travel up and down the valley, virtually in most cases, to feature the leaders who are finding innovative ways to improve their operations, connect with their local communities, and advance the almond industry. Today, I'm taking you back to the Almond Conference 2023, where I sat down with Almond Board of California Associate Director of Nutrition Research, Elena Hemler. Elena joined the Almond Board of California about a year and a half ago to work with the Nutrition Research Committee and lead efforts to expand the body of knowledge about the health properties of almonds. She came to the industry from an academic nutrition research background. Before ABC, she was working at the Harvard School of Public Health. There's no doubt that the ongoing nutrition research work the industry is funding has been a major tailwind in growing the overall global demand for almonds over time. And if you've ever found yourself in a situation where you're talking about why people might want to eat more almonds, this is an episode you definitely want to listen to and keep in the back of your mind. In fact, you may even want to take a few notes on the research-backed science behind the benefits of eating almonds that Elena is about to share. We cover the gamut here, from exercise recovery to gut health to weight loss to skin to heart health and beyond. But we'll kick things off with Elena talking about what she knew about almonds before taking on this role and what ultimately attracted her to this industry from Harvard.
Yeah, so I was familiar with the large body of science on the health benefits of almonds and other nuts. And I had heard of the Almond Board through my time in academia, because the Almond Board is a very reputable funder of nutrition research on the health benefits of almonds.
Now, today, we take it for granted that almonds are healthy, right? But I understand it wasn't always that way. Is that right?
Yeah. So 30 years ago, there was kind of a low-fat craze in the 90s where low-fat products were in, and foods like almonds that have a lot of healthy unsaturated fats were actually thought of as bad because they have fat, they have calories, and people thought that nuts and almonds were fattening. But actually, you know, as our 30 years of research at the Almond Board has shown, although nuts do have fat, they do have calories, it's actually the really, really good healthy fat. And when people eat almonds, there's this satiating effect where they tend to eat less of other foods. So eating almonds actually does not cause weight gain, as we've seen from many, many research studies. In fact, actually, when you eat almonds, not all of the calories are absorbed into your body because of some of the fiber and some of the good nutrients in almonds. And so because not all the calories are absorbed, oftentimes you're actually getting less calories than is on the label.
And I understand a lot of the kind of change in perception and in narrative can be traced back to directly to work that the Almond Board has done over the years.
Yes, exactly. So really, we have built a body of research that totals over 200 peer-reviewed publications on almonds, nutrition, and health benefits. This is more than any other food that I know of. And so all of this research has really contributed to changing perceptions among consumers, and not only just consumers, but also among health professionals, doctors, and dietitians, and also has also contributed to changing food policy and changing dietary recommendations across the world. So as a result of all this research, now over 40 countries around the world actually recommend people consume nuts as part of their science-based dietary guidelines. And we've also kind of done a lot of work with credible institutions like, you know, the American Heart Association to really kind of get almonds certified as a heart-healthy food and get the word out there and enable claims on pack that can tell consumers that, you know, this is a really healthy food that's really good for your heart.
And I understand this morning you gave a presentation and got everyone excited about the amazing attributes of almonds. Can you maybe just talk about what was so exciting that you wanted to share about almonds there?
Yeah. So I feel really lucky to be working with a product like Almonds. They're a natural, whole food, shelf stable. It's really an amazing kind of plant food with a really unique package of nutrients. So first off, almonds are an antioxidant powerhouse. You know, they have 50% of the recommended daily value of vitamin E per serving, which is really huge. Not a lot of other foods can say that. Almonds also have, of course, plant protein. They're a good source of dietary fiber. They're an excellent source of magnesium. They're filled with a lot of really good vitamins and minerals. In addition, they have these things called polyphenols, and these are compounds that are found naturally in plant foods, which can act as antioxidants and reduce inflammation. Oh, and I can't forget, of course, the healthy unsaturated fats. Almonds have 13 grams of this kind of healthy fat and only 1 gram of saturated fat. So really, it's an ideal nutrient package. And I'm not surprised that we see such positive research results in many different areas due to this kind of unique mix of nutrients in one whole food.
And it seems extremely rare that you'd get all of that together, plus you get it in a shelf-stable food. That seems pretty unusual.
Yeah, I think almonds' versatility and, their shelf stability is huge. You know, I mean, there's much less food waste when you think about almonds compared to, fruits or vegetables or kind of fresh foods. It's definitely easier to kind of maintain almonds' freshness, and they're kind of a portable snack you can bring with you. So it definitely makes it a fun product to research and an easy product to research because, the participants don't have to worry about, things like refrigeration and they can kind of bring their almonds on the go with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of the audience to this podcast are almond growers who obviously pay in to have this nutrition research done and health research done. So I'd love to share with them kind of any recent wins for the health research group.
Definitely. It's been an exciting year for nutrition research at the Almond Board. We've had a lot of really exciting results. So the first study that I want to highlight is related to exercise recovery. And this was a study done by Dr. David Neiman at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. And Dr. Neiman's team wanted to see if comparing an almond snack to a high carbohydrate cereal bar could improve inflammation and exercise recovery in adults after engaging in a 90-minute exercise challenge. So the participants ate 2 ounces of almonds in the morning and the afternoon, 2 ounces total during the day, split between the morning and the afternoon for 4 weeks, and then they underwent an exercise challenge. And what Dr. Neiman found is actually really, really exciting. So the group that was consuming almonds compared to the control group consuming a cereal bar had reduced post-exercise fatigue and tension and higher levels of leg and lower back strength after exercise. They also had lower levels of serum creatine kinase, which is a marker of muscle damage. And this was seen both immediately and 1 day after the exercise challenge. They also had higher levels of this molecule that, affects muscle function, recovery, and fat burn that really just shows that eating the almonds was helping to improve post-exercise inflammation. These were really exciting results, and this study showing that almonds could improve exercise recovery was the inspiration behind our marketing team's Deion Sanders campaign. And so now, because of this one study, Deion Sanders is now out there touting almonds as an ideal exercise recovery food, which kudos to our marketing team. I think that was a really creative way to kind of get the results of this study out there.
Well, kudos to both of you, because I mean, that shows the level of collaboration that's happening. And I wouldn't have made that connection, like some study about exercise recovery kind of leading to Deion Sanders, which has been a clear win for the industry. I mean, what a prescient choice he was right before his big rise to prominence this past year has been huge. But that's great with exercise recovery. What else, as far as kind of recent wins, would you want to highlight to our grower audience?
Yeah. So you may have seen, in the media and the news right now, a lot of people are talking about gut health, and consumers are really interested in fiber and in ways to improve your gut microbiome. Because your gut microbiome, the community of microorganisms that live in your gut, really controls a lot of different health impacts in your body. It's related to immunity, to your brain health, to all sorts of things, to your skin. So, we've been doing a lot of work to look at how almonds may impact the gut. And of course, you know, we're a good source of fiber, and fiber is really important to supporting a healthy digestive tract. So there's a lot to examine in relation to almonds. So we do have many studies that show that almonds can support the gastrointestinal tract. A recent study that came out last year, participants consumed 2 ounces per day of whole or ground almonds for 1 month, and the control group just had a calorie-matched muffin. And compared to the muffin, the people consuming almonds had improvements in their stool frequency. So basically, they pooped more. And they also had increases in this short-chain fatty acid, which is a byproduct of digesting the fiber in almonds, which suggests that, you know, almonds are being digested by the beneficial gut microorganisms in your gut. And then this short-chain fatty acid is related to a lot of different health impacts in the body. So that was pretty exciting. And some people, sometimes, you know, you'll see people saying, oh, well, almonds, they're hard to digest and they, you know, they can kind of cause stomach upset. But this study really disproved that myth. You know, they showed that almonds did not lead to any gastrointestinal distress. In fact, they really improved the gut. So just, you know, another study just to reinforce what a great gut-friendly snack almonds are.
Yeah. And now, I mean, you're just 1 year in, but it sounds like you have been busy headed into this next year. What are kind of big priorities for you that you and your team will be looking at?
Yeah, so we're always looking for ways to distinguish almonds from other foods. You know, we've done 30 years of nutrition research and have really created a sound foundation in the science related to the health benefits of almonds. However, we've also created a playbook for other foods to follow. And by following our lead, you know, a lot of other foods have kind of shared in some of our successes in areas like heart health and weight management. So we're continuously looking for ways that we can distinguish almonds. And I think exercise, that's a big area that we're really, really looking into. And I think that's definitely a distinguishing factor compared to other foods. Another area is skin health. So we are doing a lot of research to look at the effects of eating almonds on the skin. And so we have had a couple of recent studies that suggested that, you know, almonds may benefit aging skin by improving wrinkle severity and reducing skin pigmentation. And these were studies among postmenopausal women. And we had another study come out of UCLA that suggested that almonds could help strengthen the skin's resilience to ultraviolet blue light among women. And so ultraviolet blue light, this is the kind of light that causes a sunburn. So this study was really interesting because, you know, just eating almonds seems to have some effect in kind of helping to prevent sunburn. So really, you know, it's probably kind of a mix of the nutrients like the good healthy fats, the vitamin E, zinc. Like there's a lot of great nutrients in almonds, but it's just interesting to think about how, you know, consuming something can be so good for your skin. So that's an area that we're really leaning into going forward, but we still will continue to really invest in kind of our foundational areas like heart health, weight management, and blood sugar regulation.
Well, you mentioned weight management. Can you talk more about what you mean by that and kind of what science is telling us about that with almonds?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because we actually had a very recent study come out a couple of months ago that has received overwhelming coverage in the media. Like there's been a lot of buzz about almonds and weight everywhere recently. So this was a study and it was based out of Australia and it tracked adults with overweight and obesity. And for the first 3 months of this study, the participants reduced their daily calories by 30% through either a nut-free weight loss diet or an almond-enriched weight loss diet. And on both diets, people lost an average of 15 pounds and improved their lean body mass over the kind of first 3 months of the weight loss diet. In the next 6 months, they continued to lose weight. And so what's cool about this study is compared to the control, the almond group had better diet quality, and they also had better measures of heart health. So this is really showing that an almond-based diet can be an effective diet for weight loss, while at the same time improving your diet quality and improving your heart health. And this study, the media really went wild with this study. You know, we're seeing headlines like, you know, almonds are the best nut to lose weight or things like that. So it's really the media kind of took this study and ran with it. But it's been a nice nice timing kind of with the new year coming, and weight management is still a very hot topic in the media, I think, at the moment.
Right. Well, I mean, everyone in the industry, I think, intuitively will know how important this health research has been overall for you know, boosting demand for almonds. But let's zoom out a little bit and talk about, you know, each of these are great examples, but this body of work that you're putting together, how that might help the industry in more kind of broader ways.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point, because, you know, all of our research findings that come out, our marketing team works very hard to publicize those and get the findings out to consumers, which is super important. But also, you know, a big goal of our nutrition research program is to really build this body of science on the health benefits of almonds. And this can do a lot more than just educate consumers. This also educates health professionals. This can also inform dietary recommendations and can really change food policy. So I guess a good example of an area that we've done a lot of work in is heart health. That was kind of the foundational area of our program. So because of all of the nutrition research work that ABC has done in relation to heart health, you know, FDA approved in 2003 a qualified heart health claim that applies to tree nuts. And so these claims are very, very regulated and really hard to get. And you really need a strong body of evidence to get this claim. And ABC's nutrition research was the foundation of this claim. And in addition to that, you know, ABC, we're always working with influential organizations to get the research out there and really get almonds incorporated into dietary recommendations from influential groups. So an example of this is we worked with the American Heart Association to get almonds certified as a heart-healthy food. And this enabled the American Heart Association Heart Check, which is one of the most consumer-trusted nutrition icons in the world. So this enabled us to be able to put our Heart Check on pack and have that kind of third-party endorsement from the American Heart Association that almonds are a heart-healthy food. So it's really important that we continue to fund research to build the science and build the evidence base to support, you know, not only communications to consumers, but also communications with policymakers and with doctors and health professionals, so that really everyone knows that almonds are a really healthy food that have a very broad benefit set.
Absolutely. You know, growers will know this has been kind of a tough time financially on the grower level. And I'm sure, you know, resources are constrained, even though we'd love to, you know, fund all of the health research, but you probably have to make some difficult choices. How do you decide, you know, who to work with and what types of projects to fund?
Yeah, it's a great question. So our nutrition research committee is really, they're indispensable, and they really guide all of the topics that we decide to focus on. And then they decide, you know, which studies we fund. So in terms of research topics, you know, broad areas like heart health, skin health, gut health, we did over the last fiscal year a prioritization exercise where we scored many different topics based on their scientific potential. Like, do almonds have the potential scientifically to benefit this area? And then also based on their marketing potential and kind of how will communicating these results help enhance our understanding of almonds and give consumers more reasons to eat almonds? So we did this kind of prioritization exercise, and we ended up with a set of topics that include many of those that we've been talking about today. And so we had that as kind of our founding topics that we wanted to focus on. And then in terms of picking the specific projects within those topics, I mean, we only partner with very, very reputable academic institutions and researchers who are really globally renowned and well-known. So we make sure we're really picking the best researchers, and working with them is great. You know, they always have great ideas and are really, they're the ones that kind of design the studies and come up with kind of the scientific design. But we work with them very closely to kind of make sure it will also fit our needs.
You know, obviously, almonds are such a globally consumed product, and you know, California almonds are shipped all over the world. Is health research kind of universally applicable, or is it important that the health research happens in the people that, you know, are located where the almonds are consumed?
Yeah, it's a really good point. We do fund research all around the world because it is, you really do need to study different populations in different contexts. You know, we can't do a study in the US and then generalize that to India or somewhere else. So we do fund research all around the world. And since India is such a big market for almonds, we do a lot of work in India. And we actually had this year some really, really exciting results come out of India that have just been making headlines all around India relating to diabetes. And so this is actually two different studies that showed that eating almonds before major meals, so kind of a small handful of almonds before breakfast, lunch, and dinner, was able to actually change people's blood sugar regulation from a kind of a pre-diabetic blood sugar regulation state back to a normal, healthy blood sugar regulation state in some people in India with pre-diabetes and overweight and obesity. So that's a pretty amazing finding, because the researchers actually described this as kind of the holy grail of medicine, preventing, reversing, pre-diabetes back to normal. Because of course, if you have pre-diabetes, you're at major risk of full-on progression to diabetes. So prevention through dietary strategies like eating almonds is really key there.
Great. And I know we've talked about kind of like what almonds can do in various health properties. Has there been much research on how many almonds one would have to eat to get these benefits? Is that part of it?
Yeah. So in all of our studies, we typically research 1 to 2 servings a day. It varies based on the population, based on the health outcome. But yeah, I mean, the recommended serving size for almonds is 1 serving a day. That's 23 almonds. It's not that much. and we have a lot of positive research for that 1 serving. But sometimes, for some outcomes, we'll do 2 servings just to make sure that the people in the studies are really getting all of the polyphenols and the antioxidants and kind of everything, getting everything great in that kind of serving of almonds.
Hmm. And I'm sure the fact that almonds are in all these different categories of food now probably makes it a little bit more complex. Like if I'm drinking 1 glass of almond milk a day, am I really getting 1 serving of almonds or not? I'm probably getting some of those benefits and properties, but not all of them would be my guess.
Yeah. So we primarily do research on whole natural almonds. However, almonds are so versatile. There's so many different forms. So we also are starting to do more research on different forms of almonds, kind of slivered almond butter, almond protein powder. And really, you can't necessarily scientifically generalize, like the effect of a whole almond may be different than of an almond butter because of the processing and because the nutrients may be more bioavailable in an almond butter. However, we're seeing positive health effects for all of these products. The effects may be slightly different based on the form, but I think it is safe to say that, just cutting up an almond or grinding it into butter, like you're still going to see some of the same health effects.
Boy, so much work still to be done, it sounds like. I mean, you guys have put together this huge body of work of health research, but also the more you think about it, the more you realize, oh yeah, we should look at that. We should look at that. So, I mean, a lot of work cut out for you.
Yes, there's so much potential and so much opportunity with almonds. And yeah, we have a lot more studies that we're excited to fund and a lot more research we're excited to do. The possibilities are really endless in terms of different forms of almonds and different health topic areas. And we're doing our best to kind of make sure that we are very strategically picking kind of the different types of studies in the different health areas to make sure that we're really really funding research that is going to enhance our understanding of almonds' health benefits and really benefit the industry.
Hmm. And when it comes to consumers, my sense is that health and nutrition just continues to be an increasingly important criteria in how they make food choices. Is that true? And is there, pretty strong reason to believe that's going to continue?
Yes. Yeah. So we do have a lot of data on, why consumers choose the foods that they choose. And health is definitely a major motivator, as are things like taste and convenience, which fortunately almonds score highly in all of those areas. So yes, definitely. I think this will only continue to grow from, looking in the literature and our research. It seems like health is becoming even more and more important, and really just provides a great opportunity for almonds as such a healthy product to really kind of do research in many different areas that can really set us apart. Because of course, the landscape is very cluttered. There are a lot of healthy plant foods out there right now, and And they're all kind of doing similar research and trying to make similar claims. So I think just continuing to work with our nutrition research committee to fund research that will set us apart, that's kind of our strategy going forward.
Yeah. And as far as that committee goes, if somebody's listening and they'd like to sit in on that committee, I mean, is that open to almond growers to be a part of?
Yes, definitely. On almonds.com, on our website, there's a form you can fill out to request to be part of the committee. We definitely encourage participation, and we have a fantastic committee right now, and would love for you to get involved.
All right. Well, I will leave a link in the show notes where you can learn more about the Nutrition Research Committee at the Almond Board. Also, links to all of the studies Elena references are included in the show notes as well. Thanks so much to Elena for taking the time during that busy week in Sacramento for this interview. We here at the Almond Journey Podcast believe everyone in the almond industry has a story of their own of how they're making things work on their farms or in their jobs. Hearing the voices of industry leaders may spark a connection or an idea that you can use in your own journey. And that's why we want to feature these stories of innovation, resilience, and community here on this podcast. I hope you'll come along for the ride by following or subscribing to the show on your podcast platform of choice and pass it along to someone else in the industry so we can all share in this almond journey together.